Well, if you are looking for a job, positions in the energy, environment, and sustainability should be on your radar. So-called green energy jobs, pretty hot right now. And here with information about where these jobs are is Joan Michelson of Green Connections Radio, and we thank you for being here in the studio with us.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here.
So, first of all, tell us, what exactly are green economy jobs?
Well, green jobs can be in energy and green energy and renewable energies. It can be in green buildings, like the Green Building Council announced today that Washington area rates are very high in those. They can be in intelligent buildings. They can be in the smart grid. Professional services firms, marketing firms, management consulting firms, law firms, they all have green energy practices. So the truth is that no matter what your skills are, especially business skills or engineering skills, you can apply them in a green economy job.
What kind of learning curve is necessary, and how can you match up the skills that you're bringing to what the new economy jobs require?
That's a great question. Most skills are transferable. As I said, every business requires business skills. So if you have admin skills or communication skills, you can apply those. If you want to get an engineering job or an electrician job, you can obviously go to colleges to get engineering degrees. If you have one already, you can apply to any of the architecture firms or engineering firms in the area and specify that you want to work on green buildings. The other one is, the Center for Energy Workforce Development has a lot of training for electricians and the smart grid and utility kinds of jobs. Utilities are going through a massive shift right now. They're reinventing the way they do business at the same time that they can't drop a moment of service to all of us. So there's a huge need in these areas, very much so. As Monster.com just told me that there are 500,000 green economy jobs posted on their website. And over half of those are unfilled.
Mm. Do you go about looking for green energy jobs the way you go about looking for other jobs, or is there a special skill set that you need to have here?
Well, I think it depends on your value system. You look for it pretty much the same way, but I would emphasize a few things. First of all, follow your passions. You want to look for an organization that values renewable energy and the environment, or that values. I also don't want to dismiss energy jobs, because the energy sector is adding 3 million new jobs over the next five or so years, especially with the, pardon the expression, explosion of natural gas on the market. I mean, it's changing the paradigm for everything. And you can also look at environmental organizations. You can monitor their websites as well. But you want to look at where you can add value. What skills and talents do you have where you can add value? Where can you express your passions? Where will you be most successful?
It is all about expanding our horizons, and we've just begun to scratch the surface here on what you may be able to find as you broaden your job search efforts. You can read more about what Joan has to offer regarding the green economy and the jobs that are available. She has a special blog right now at WTOP.com. Joan Michelson is with us in the studio of Green Connections Radio.